Oh, David's on the air, I'm sure, but this is Roy. And I want to check to see if David's coming down the line. Hi, is David there? Hello, David. This is Roy and David, and we are doing a pledge drive. And something I've never done before. Now, before I go into that, you can hear my little squeaky voice. You know, I got to do the program anyway. So would you pardon that? I'm not so, you know, not so strong today, but I love doing the show and I love hearing from you. So if you have some kind of comment you want to, you may want to make it. I'll give you the phone numbers in just a little bit. But we have a special phone number that you need to write down. In other words, we've got an answering service in such a very fancy, sophisticated one. 24 hours a day, all through the weekend, and please God, maybe forever. Okay, so the call center's number, if you'd like to write it down, is 800-555.
No, 500.
It's 800-500-0922. That's it. 800-500-0922. I'll say that later on when you have more reason to call. Okay? So, this is the fourth day of our pledge drive, and it means the survival for the foundation of human understanding, and perhaps the survival of the United States of America. And if America goes down, the whole world goes with it, and there won't be a person left to survive, as the good book says, unless the, you know, when the end of the, when the tribulation comes. You've read about it. I believe it. You can see it coming. You can see it. So he says no one survives unless God intervenes. Now, that means you're not going to be very safe in your house. It's already beginning to happen. And so what you need, if you're going to die, you better die right. But in order to die right, you have to live right. You can't live like a cooked spaghetti. You have to be strong, but you can't be, you know, angry strong. And so we need to understand. I will focus my subject matter this evening. And I'm not sure you want to call in tonight. Just leave me to it, if you don't mind. If you have a nice thing to say, you may want to call in. And then David will just, you know, say something or write it down and we can read it. That'd be nice. And the number to call to give donations on our fourth day of the pledge drive, which will last till next Tuesday. But we're going to make it interesting in between because I wouldn't have it otherwise. So we're at 28% for a third of next year's needs, financial needs. Okay, so that's very good news. Something's really happening. God bless you. Thank you very much. See, so we got, I think, 3 more days left, and maybe 3.5 days left. But the answering service is very, very sophisticated. Wow, we couldn't believe how beautiful it is. You haven't got a thing to worry about. And that number is 800-500-0922. That's it. Could you write it down, please? Okay. So, in this hour, I want to discuss with you, and then I'll discuss it with you. The subject matter is to pay it forward attitude. That does not necessarily mean money. It means a way of life. It's a lifestyle. And then I need to say, well, how do you get, if you're grumpy and angry and frustrated, how do you get that attitude? It's got to be natural. It can't be forced. I've got this terrible cold. The first time in 20 years, I'm doing the program. And why am I doing that instead of like being in bed? Because I don't want to miss this opportunity to get some money. Just joking. God, sorry. No, because not just that. I love to talk to people. I'm looking for those that I can annoy. No, not really, no. No, just so I can help you. And by helping you, I mean to talk to you about your faults and admonish you. As Jesus did, he says, I admonish you so that you may be pure. Is that right? So, with my squeaky little voice, please listen. Okay.
Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, and I'm standing by, too. Because I want to share something with you that will save your life and or save you from the life you're living. And I opened the program by saying you have to pay it forward. And that's not just money. It's a sort of a attitude. And I like the word altitude. It's higher than the average bear, so to speak. So I'm asking you to support the foundation of human understanding. See, 90% of all the money we get is for buying time. I have to pay for it. Pay for the staff. Pay for the engineers. Oh, God knows what. All the things that you have to do when you're a non-profit organization or even a business is not much different. You have to have insurance and all that kind of stuff. So can you give, first time, can you give $100 one time? And could you give maybe $100 every month? How about 50 or 75? Please consider it. Now, I'll ask you to consider it. You know, it can go down further. So I don't have to say all that, do I? You can be 50, 25, you can be $5. That's good. We have people in jail sending us $5. See, in a second. So I'm asking you to consider supporting the foundation if you haven't already. If you have already, God bless you. If you, and that's good enough. If you want to add a little bit extra to it, call the number. And call this number, and they will take care of it. If you want to sort of add to your current blessing. It is 800, that's the number, 500, 800-500-0922, that's it. Very easy to remember. 800-500-0922, all the way through the weekend, and please God forever, because we hope forever you're going. I don't know about living forever, but I'm going to be around as if I was living forever, because I've got 50 years of radio programs. You won't know when I'm kick the bucket. See? I hope I kick the bucket and go in the right place, as well as if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, I'll make a contribution if you don't mind.
Hello, David.
Hi, Dad. You know, we see on, like, Animal Planet how people are so concerned about the polar bears,
yes, that's right,
penguins and all this. But this is a very unique program. I don't think there's a program that's ever been like it, and probably never will be again.
No.
And so if you think about it, this program makes a contribution in a way that no other program does. So if you're a person who thinks about conservation, then think about that toward this program, toward my dad and what you've learned. And let's keep this moving into the, you know, far into the future, because
I think people will. And if you don't mind me just jumping here a little bit, we've never done this in 55 years. I've always had, as I said last week or this week early, I said I was always very embarrassed about the sort of preachers on radio, how cruel they are, how they yell and scream and Jesus this and Jesus that, and then people get intimidated and they feel guilty, and they give their money. There's a pressure, and I never wanted to do that. So I don't want this program to feel a pressure on you, please. Because the pressure will not, but the pressure will, I'll have the money, but it hurts you. Excuse me, I have a very bad cold, and I'm doing my show. So I do not want this to come from you. If you feel the pressure, please don't give me. Do you understand how important that is?
I want
it to be good for you.
I got to make a point.
Go ahead, David.
Well, look, I mean, everybody has to be supported by something. I mean, but take a look at National Public Radio, for example. You know, they take your tax dollars and they support that radio.
It's not the same, is it?
That's not the same.
Their money and steal it from you and give you crappy programs.
That's exactly right. But this is listener-supported radio, but it's the other side of the coin.
I know.
This is the other side of the coin that people need to support.
Well, you see, it's not just money when you're paying it forward. My life is paying it forward. You know, I've been married 64 years. I've been around. And I didn't know how to put it to words why I was so successful, thank God, in all the things I did, how I survived all the horrors. I mean horrors. Being murdered, sickness, disease, God knows what. I can't add it all up at once. But always came out a better man. See, and you don't have to, you could lose all your money and be a better man. How can I say that? Because most people who think they're alive, they're alive only by the support of materiality. And the materiality is what gives them a sense of worth, sex and money and, you know, drugs, you know, music. That's all nice. If you're a very, very big millionaire and your sense of worth and you're high as the sky and all of a sudden you lose all your money, then you want to kill yourself. Even the farmers in Australia, when the nice, decent people, their whole life was farmers, and when the big fire came, everything burned away. Many of them commit suicide because the pain was so great, because they were still good farmers. They made a good living, they made good judgments, all the rest of it, but their whole life was depending on stuff. See? So, that's not good, yes, yeah. I just talking. They give me something to say. It just strays me from my point. So this is the fourth day of our pledge drive, and it will last till next Tuesday. And we'd hope to make it meaningful. And let me say what I mean about playing it forward. See, I was born. All right, my mother's paying it forward. That's it. So she's paying it forward because she was not nurtured by her mother, assuming that the mothers are good, doing the best they can. And whether they're paying it forward begrudgingly because they hate their marriage, doesn't matter, it's paying forward. But the paying forward must be a good thing or something with real love to it, see? So otherwise paying it forward creates a dependency. A codependency on what's paying forward. You want something for what you paid forward. Well, that's a loop. It goes right round and back again to you. So, paying it forward is what I've done. And so, what I'm asking you, my dear friends, is I want to make a philosophical point. Do not give money to your church when the basket comes round and you feel the pressure, don't give in to the pressure. Don't. You know. But if you feel the pressure, don't give it. Wait till next week. I didn't say you should give to your church. Wait for the pressure. If you don't know how to deal with the pressure, don't do anything at all. Back off. Wait when another pressure comes along. You feel, you know it's a pressure, but you're not pressured. That's where you find your freedom, where that you're giving it from your heart. Am I right? Hey, David, am I right?
Yes, of course. I mean,
but how important that little tiny thing is.
But let me make a point about that.
Yes.
People are pressured from the time they come into the world. And it's almost as if we have a pressure machine that pressures people to do everything, to, you know, everything. Yeah. And I don't know, some people probably don't even know how to
function. It's called obligation, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, and it's also, it's reward and punishment. But see, when you do something like what we're asking people to do tonight, to help this program, to keep this program on the air, it has to come from a different place, like you're saying.
That's why I'm philosophically, I think philosophically sound. And I go to areas of philosophy that most people never hear. And you can hear the preacher paying, it's good to give, it's good to give. But it's good to give, you know, I had a discussion with a rabbi many, many years ago in Los Angeles. He's still out there, and I forget his name. And he says the Jewish people give money, and I said, but it's important how you give. It's important how you give, because you don't want to give to show how good you are. You see, that's it. You give because you're an apple tree, and you give apple trees. You give apples. And the apples have seeds in them, and there's more apple trees, giving apple trees. It's all in nature. It's written there. So you say, paying it forward can only mean to donate. You see?
Time.
What was that? I don't understand. You have to rewrite that. Sorry. Somebody gave me a note tonight. It's a nice idea, but it's not written properly. All right. So let me just stop here, because if I'm not stop for my producer here, I have a producer to make sure I do things in a good time, because I go on forever and ever and ever and not ask you for a dime. So in this hour, I would like to get, I'll let you know if we get 100 people to call this number. And this number is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there we have a wonderful, wonderful, what do you call it?
Call center.
No, what do you call the people who take...
Operator service.
Operator, so yeah, call service. I mean, it was absolutely delightful to deal with it. So, 800-500-0922. Can you remember that? Let's say it all together. 800-500-0922. That's all. Write it down on a piece of paper, or write it on your back of your hand with a pen. Okay. And please, how much can you give? Can I make a suggestion? Yes. Can I make a suggestion, please? Now, a monthly donation could be $100. It could be $1,000, depending on your situation. But I want you to see, this is how I'd like you to do it. You don't have to do it this way. You might want to add to your graciousness. Paying it forward. Paying it forward means someone has life. As someone gives you life. Even if they gave you life begrudgingly, it's life. It's paying it forward, but it's not good to the giver. It's good for you. Or you can actually feel angry because they begrudge giving it to you, and it's your parents. Be careful. It's paying it forward anyway. They suffer. And be glad that you're alive to pay it forward in a good way. Am I making sense? Yes, I am. I'm talking to myself. Okay. So paying it forward is magical. And it has to be from your heart. It has to be like you haven't given anything. That's how it feels. If you feel like you gave something, then you're getting something back. Oh, am I a nice person? And people can say, oh, how nice you are. You know, I like the... What comes to me as I speak to you is a little bit of Spanish. So a man pulls a guy out of the water and keeps him from drowning. And he says, thank you and gracias. And the person says, de nada. It's nothing. That's the way I like that. I always like that piece of Mexican language. I like it very much. So please, can you take a percentage of your, let's say you have a bad cigarette problem and drugs. How about giving me a percentage of that? Plus a gracious amount of money. Gracious as much as you can afford from your heart.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
Soup kitchen or VA hospital.
Oh, that's okay. Hello, everyone. Just, I want to give some, I have some thank you words to say from people. It's, let me read this a couple. This is a bit longer. Some of them have been very short and sweet. But here's a nice one. Hello, Roy Masters and Foundation of Human Understanding staff. I'm not sure if I'm part of the pledge drive, but all I can say, it's a joy and has been a blessing to support you and your work at the Foundation of Human Understanding. I'm not looking for the blessing, but my goodness, if people only knew. The real blessing is to have the opportunity to hear the words and the message you provide. A long time ago, somebody gave so I could hear you. Please, God, I wish everyone had the opportunity I was given. Please, thank you very much. All right. So we're going to go to another one here. Here, let me give this one. This letter is written with the extreme gratitude to God for his favor, introducing you to my life. It has changed everything incrementally over quite a number of years. And currently, and most importantly, my marriage, my family, my business was in good order. Life has certainly got difficulties, but I've learned to see each situation for what it is and deal with it clearly, and I've become a better person. This is the greatest gift possible. Years ago on the radio, you were advertising, that was yesterday's, but it's still nice. Thank you very much. So, let me see. Let me give you the number, 800-500-0922. That's the number you can call all through the weekend and next week and maybe who knows, forever and ever. Amen. All right. So, and this hour, can we get, I'm asking the question, please consider what I'm about to say in this hour. Can we get 100 people to donate to the Foundation of Human Understanding? And the number is, as, let me keep saying it so you get it drilled into your mind, if you don't mind. It's 800-500-0922. That's it. 800-500-0922. I just got that number ourselves. With great difficulty, we got the very, very best answering service in the country. Very, very polite, give you all kinds of questions, and they will ask you if you have anything to say to Roy Masters, and they'll write it down for you. Hey, you can't beat that. Okay, can you? So,
I have a story I can share with you.
Okay, David, go ahead. You may have a little story. I think little stories, I've had so much, so many experiences, you know, but the only experiences I remember is just how smart I am. Silly, isn't it? No, I'm just kidding. I remember the I can tell you a little story.
Let me tell mine first.
All right, I told you. It's you save just that passing one. A piece of glass. Remind me, it's a passing of a piece of glass.
Okay.
Well, I'll listen to you.
I think you'll remember our friend named Marcus, a very wealthy man when I was young.
No, I don't.
We used to
I have
to
a terrible memory for
Hills
all the things. What was your name again?
We used to go to his house in Beverly Hills and swim in his beautiful pool.
Oh, yes, of course.
Very, very kind and decent man.
Yes.
And was kind of like
He was the first person that ever bought anything for me.
Yeah. You know, I'm reminded of you're talking about paying forward. He was a very good man, even though his children didn't appreciate him that much. But, you know, as he got older...
He had a wicked wife.
Yeah, he had problems, as all people generally do.
And he went around with me to the radio stations, the TV places, and he just liked going with me.
Yeah, he really
I'll tell you what he did. I'll tell you what he did quickly. So one day he gave me $5,000. No, he didn't give it to me. That makes the story wrong. So I finished talking with him. He went out of my office. He went to the front desk and handed $5,000 check. And he said, I'd like to get one of those books, you see. See? And so the lady...
The receptionist?
I think I remember. I wish I could remember exactly. It's something about graciousness. He says... That will be $5 or something. I wish I could say it properly. He says, no, I gave the money. I gave the money, now I want to pay it. She said, no, she said, you can have it for free. That's what he said. That's what it said. I'm sorry. It's such a long time ago. But she said, you know, she said that five, I got it wrong. You know what I'm trying to say, David, don't you? I really.
So she was trying to give it to him, and he said, no, I want to pay for it.
That's right.
Got it.
It's such a long time ago, you just awakened that. That's the same man.
Yeah, very, very decent man.
That's a donation, and I want to give a donation. I want to buy the book.
Yeah, $5,000 in those days was like $50,000.
That is beautiful. That is gracious.
But I also remember from a few years before he passed, I remember hearing a conversation in which...
His wife never told me.
Oh, I know. It's awful.
That's right.
But I did talk to him some years ago. And he told me, he said, you know, I had this kid over here working for me. And we started talking about, you know, he said he had problems. And I pulled out the cassette tape and I said, try this. And he said, you know, that's what somebody did to me.
Isn't that neat?
And I will for always remember our friend Marcus and fondly in my thoughts, because he paid it forward even as he got, you know, when he was 80 or 90 years old, this was his sort of the last thing he was doing was trying to help people. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you my story. Let me tell you. This is a story I tell on my radio program. If you know, my program comes from 6 to 9. So I'm going to I live on the water, and Vaughn's is a grocery store about half a mile down.
So you're saying is you lived in a marina?
In the marina, yes. That's right. I left that out, didn't I?
Because it's hard to live on the water.
That's right.
Yes, although Jesus did walk on it.
He could do that. I couldn't. So as it was getting dark, and I walked past a piece of glass. And as I walked past it and beyond it, something pulled me back like a rubber band pulling me back. So what's that? I went back and I pushed the glass into the curb so nobody would get hurt. And went on my way. Now, fast forward 20, 30 years later, I don't remember. Something said to me without words. It always comes to, I can just translate it into words, but it's intuitive. Do you see how different your life became since that day? So then the idea of pushing the glass into the curb came to me. And it said without words, I have to embellish it just a little bit to make it clear. Had you passed that and not listened to my voice, see, to the intuition, but that was the pull, a good pull, you would not be where you are today, because life is made of little things, not big things. Lots of little tiny things are very, very important. And you do not know, you don't expect anything when you do something gracious and and timely. But it makes a big difference.
Help a parent keep a child innocent. Help change the life of an addict. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
Okay, now one of the reasons, one of many reasons why I want to, I'm doing this program and sort of wishing you'd support my program and doing it with graciousness so that you don't feel any pain. You don't feel the compulsion to give, and you give an appropriate amount, not 10%, like the church says, not what they demand, but what you wish to give from your heart because you want somebody else to have what you have because someone else gave so you could have a pay it forward. And that is a whole attitude about life. But when God gives you life like that, you are so natural, you're not even knowing you're paying everything forward every day. And it's not necessarily money that you're paying forward with. It's kindness and thoughtfulness. See? So, every day, here's the other reason. Every day, 22 American veterans commit suicide because they haven't got what I have been given a gift to give them, and I cannot give them. I've given 50,000 at least. Some of them in solid form, like 100,000 of CDs, others in downloads, but we can't get to enough of them. We're blocked. You know, we're blocked. I can't get to them. I want to be, whoever gets into the presidency will give me an opportunity to say, help save them, because in 10 minutes I can help them. 10 minutes to 10 days to 10 weeks. Some are more open to it than others. Some are worse than others. See, so we must help our veterans from PTSD. I have the secret sauce. I'm a saucy guy. I have the secret sauce, in a manner of speaking, that can help. You know it. My dear friends, do you know how much you have improved and how many people are writing to me and saying this? You see, for over the years, why people donate to the foundation but not enough in percentage-wise. Some of you are selfish and it's all about yourself and you don't want to be that way. It's all about doing something to get something back. And remember, I talked to you about the rabbi that I spoke to at his own radio show. He said, it only matters if you give. No, it doesn't. I said, you have to give with a good heart. And you have to give it because it's not put pressure on you. See, you've got to pay it forward. And you not only pay it forward in money, but in the way you live. And so I need to help my veterans. I'm a veteran myself. I want to help them. Could you please give the number? Let me give you the number. It's 800-500-0922. Okay? 800-500-0922. That's the number you call. All hours of the day and night and weekends and everything. We are 28% of our pledge needs. That is good. Thank you very much. All right, we'll be back.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
Yes. You ever heard the word Chamberlain? Yes, it's Chamberlain. It's almost like a potty. Be careful. Yeah, it's Neville Chamberlain. When I was about 13 or 14, I can't remember, in about 1939 or 38, I saw the handwriting on the wall. And there was a person missing in this because Neville Chamberlain was like, well, he wasn't quite like Obama, who was a scumbag. Excuse the expression. Excuse me. He was a decent guy, and the people, you know, he's in a Pisa, and a lover, and Pisas and lovers always think they can love the hell out of people, and it's not the case. All they do is embolden the bully. And that happened with Hitler. And he didn't have much to go. He was just a rousing, crazy guy. And he motivated people and went to the dark side of them and glorified wickedness and made the wicked people feel okay about being wicked. That's it. And so we have this coming in this country. And so that's a very important person, because I want to play the role of Churchill. But the difference between Churchill and me, he couldn't get on the radio. You see, that's the whole key. He was 8 years trying to get on the radio. And the reason why, I'll tell you why. This is something you don't know about. You need to go to Netflix and read all about it. Read or listen, watch the TV. It's beautiful. But anyway, the reason why is because the head of the BBC was favored the Nazis. In favor of the favor, can you imagine favoring the Nazis being a British person? And he knew he was killing people. See, but they wouldn't let Churchill on. They would not let Churchill come on the radio. And between 1929 and 1938 or 39, had Churchill been elected the prime minister, there would have been no 80 million people dead. 150 million, is it, David? Oh, my God. 150 million people? I thought it was 180.
Churchill called it the unnecessary war.
He called it, I got prompting here. He says he calls it the unnecessary war. You're going to have an unnecessary war. Because you have an appeaser president, but he's not an appeaser president. He's a pleaser president. He loves the worst in people, and he's demoralizing you through your economy. He's demoralizing you, and getting you angry. Oh, what do you do when you're angry? You've got to take it out on somebody, maybe your wife, okay? And maybe your wife will take it out on the kids, and everybody starts getting sick. Okay. America, please, I'm on the radio. There is nobody like me on the radio. There isn't anybody like me. Yes, I like Megyn Kelly, but all she do is tell you about stuff. But she can't help you overcome your own stuff because you're all broken. Nearly all of you are broken in some way. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you perfect? Oh, nobody could be perfect. No one, how dare you say that and be a Christian? How dare you say that and be a Christian? He says, become perfect as your Father in heaven. What's that mean? What does that mean? Does it mean that you have to know everything all at once like God? No, because you can't know everything like God. He knows everything and made everything. So what I want you to understand is that I lost my train of thought because someone gave me a piece of paper in the middle of his idea. Sorry about that, but I just want you to understand that I want you to see me, please. I have some certain skills that nobody on the networks, the talk show hosts, they're just noise. They just make noises. Most of them have a lousy life. I won't say anything. They just have a dirty life, most of them. But they, on the surface, they're nice people. And they'll be the first one to, rush towards ISIS, because you tend, no matter how nice and perfect you see and how well you seem to live, if you have fear, and you will have fear if materiality is your sense, gives you the sense of worth. All right. So I can't understand that. I'm sorry. I can't understand what you just wrote. So therefore, I want America to have a state of mind. See, like Christianity. See, America is a state of mind. And therefore, it came into existence as a Christian nation. And as a Christian nation, it opened the doors to other people that they might enjoy freedom and enjoy their version of how they love God. And look what's happening. We've lost our way. Now, 88% of Americans, if my information is correct, are Christian-like. They are either Christians with verses and chapters, they're Christians who are really good Christians, which is a small percentage of how to be a good Christian, because that's not easy to find. And then there are Christians who really have given up on Christianity, and they listen to my voice. Because all the various forms of Christianity, unless you become perfect, as your Father and perfect, you can't be a perfect behavior without a perfect attitude. And that perfect attitude is being calm under stress and never having fear, not a drop of it, and always doing right to people and not allowing other people to upset you. See? That's simple. And that is the evidence you found the presence of God, and he gives you a story. And that story gives you talent and gives you a beautiful outcomes. And as you grow to be a beautiful person, the non-beautiful people around you will attack you and mock you. But you stay calm under pressure. You overcome the overcomer by not being overcome. You win by not losing your cool. You win but not losing your cool. And therefore, not losing your cool is evidence that God is in you, and that is the perfect moment. You live in a series of perfect moments, or perfected moments. So you're not perfect, complete. You're becoming perfect. And you're becoming perfect because you're motivated from something within you that other people do not have. Other ordinary people, when you were an ordinary person before you started meditating with a 7-minute meditation, when you were doing it that way, you were running on an energy, the animal energy, and that's called temptation. When people upset you, it's like a lion frightening, you know, or a snake, it's a better one, frightening the bird into being frozen and mesmerized, see, and then he eats him. So what if the bird wasn't afraid? What if the bird was armed with what human beings are capable of having? The energy within, that such an energy, it's such a brightness that you can't see it like a light, but it's a brightness. And it's an energy that overcomes the hungry energy of a person trying to devour you and demoralize you and degrade you and guilt you into giving yourself over and over again. Okay. So that's what I do, and I know how to undo all the problems of America at once, just like Jesus knows how to overcome all the problems. So some of them were drunks, and some of them were this, and some of them were that, and some of them had all kinds of problems. And what did he do? He had the same answer for everything. He brought them back to paradise. He brought them back to not doubting themselves. He brought them to a state where they trusted what was good in him. They saw the good in him, and it was like a breath of fresh air, and that breath of fresh air awakened them to what they had when they were born and lost it because their parents behaved in an improper way. And the schools and the people around, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and so there's only a few of us left. All right. In this hour, can we get 100 people to gift to our work here. Let me give you the a number that's easy to remember. It's 800-500-097. Oh, it's 22. It looked like 77. Okay. 800-500-0922. See, that really looks like a 7. You have to admit to me, I'm sorry to say. Yes, it does. All right, so somebody just gave me that. Let me say it one more time. 800-500-0922. See, you please would do that because it really confuses me if you do. I'll read. I've got it over here. See, I've got it over here. Thank you very much. We do make little mistakes on this program, so we're not perfect. We just perfected it. We made it right. Okay. So, now look. Let me change the subject just a little bit because we're not having any callers today. So I have to sort of find something to say to you. And let me talk about the family. I think it's so important. You know, how many people, the problem is father loss, isn't it? You know, was it in the end of the Old Testament? Who was it?
It was Malachi.
No, I'm talking about, America has father loss issues, which brings me back to the Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, of course, because he brings you back. But in the very last hour, in the very last paragraph, is something about he bringing a certain person, so he brings the fathers to the hearts of the children. Which was it? Do you remember who? Your last paragraph of the Old Testament was what? Before the New Testament was what? I will send you a prophet, and the name of the prophet I forget. And he shall bring the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children's hearts to the father, lest I strike thee with a curse. And you are under a curse because you don't know how to stay in marriage. So that our next hour will be involved in understanding religion.
Stop a veteran from committing suicide. Donate now. Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-500-0922.
Yes, I'm going to make a little beginning to the next hour so that you stay with me and call a friend. And maybe the friend will be moved. And I want to bring the subject of sex up a little bit in an appropriate way. And I want to give the order of things that should be a standard in every person's life, regardless whether you're Christian, Jew, or anything else. And not like ISIS or the other group of people that, you know, ISIS has grown from them and they're not going to say anything about it.
Democrats,
yes, I suppose so. Democrats. I call them Democrats. That's it. But the point is, where was I now? So there's got to be order. Just like you have an order, and you can have a person in the White House. And the White House is what's the word for it? A place. A pulpit, but it's a place. And then a place of authority. And it doesn't have a person in it. But then you put a person in it, okay, to make it simple. And that person should be a noble person because you've given him that power. If it's a dark person, a wicked person, then you're finished. And that's what you've got. And the reason why is all too many of you are demoralized. That's right. All too many. The whole idea over the many years and generations, you can see the purpose of the left and the mainstream media. A curse be on them forever. See, that's what I say. And they will be cursed forever. And you, if you don't understand what you have, that you've allowed yourself to, what you've allowed yourself to do twice in a row, you put somebody in that office. Why? Because what's wrong with you needs love from the devil. See, what do you think is a, what is a good analogy? Is a good analogy is the addict rises to from hell of the jungle in Brazil somewhere, and rises to the occasion of a sick person's need to feel better than he deserves. Tell me about that.
Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
In the next hour, I'm going to talk about father loss and trying to bring you back to bring children to the fathers and not to the mothers. And fathers first. And you need to have a good father in that position. And that role is his body. So you have to have a good father in a good in the body of the father. Then you can have a bad person in the father's body. And that badness then is default. It defaults, it doesn't know how to deal with mother, who's Eve. And Eve still is Eve because all this, all the misery and suffering, look, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, so this will hopefully not make you angry, but to find out what I really want to mean, what I mean after the break. In other words, sin is like a virus. Sin is like a virus, and it's a programmed virus. A virus is going to overcome you and make and eat you and make eat you in a special way. That's it. I don't know how it becomes. And all the different symptoms got different kind of people dying different ways. See? And some people still disappear and some people just drop dead and all the rest of it. But it will get you in a certain way. And so sin is comes through, it's not the woman's fault. And I want to explain it after the break. Please, let me do it. Don't jump to conclusions. See, give me a chance to tell you. So it's important that children have a father. But to an organization, to a political organization which you have, they don't want you to have fathers. Hitler understood that. See, he understood that. He said, and if I can remember his words, He says, get the woman, and I'll add something to it. Sit on the doorstep of the women until you wake them up unhappy with their husbands. And then there's a divorce, and you got the women, and then you get the children, and when you get that, you get the men that follow. You understand that? He understood it. Don't you see? He's like a bloody devil. And this one up in the White House is the result of several generations of broken homes that were broken because the politicians and the media. It wasn't the media. The media is wicked. It came after me for 50 years, but no, it didn't bother me a bit. It only made me stronger. So here I am, Mr. Media. You got something you want to say? Put me on. Have a nice conversation with me. Okay. So, you want to call the call center number? Thank you. It's 500. 800. Excuse me. This is new for me. 800. 500. 0922. 800 900 09. 800 500 0922. My eyeballs are not working too good tonight. 800-500-0922. And it isn't in somebody's handwriting. That's why I could read it. please, can you give me the foundation? That is, I donate my salary to my foundation. I don't need it. I got some income from a few houses. That's all I need. Thank you. So, can you give $25 a month? Can you give 50? You hear my poor voice is crackling. I got a very bad cold. I don't know what I would do tonight, but I love doing this, and I love you. I love my country. I don't want to see it fall apart. But I know how to help you to change everything. I can bring families together. I can help you with your cancer. I can help you with your mental problems. I can help you with your children in magic. In no time flat. It won't take years. It takes minutes. Can you spare a time to go to the website?
No, I'm on the website.
Where's the
phone number?
The phone number is... Oh, yeah, you can go to the website too, can't you?
Yeah,
as well.
We're not giving it out
tonight. But we're not giving it out tonight. We just go... But you'll know where it is if you want to find it. But all the things I'm doing is reaching men. I'm trying to reach men, and I'm talking about women who really need the love of a man, not the kind of love that wants something from the woman's nice pleasures. No, he needs to love the hell out of her. Do you know what I mean by loving the hell out of somebody? It means that there's something in them that paying it forward. There's that word again. Learning, paying something forward means that you have something within you that is a gift. I have something in me as a gift, and I'm paying it forward. I've spent my whole life, 55 years on the air, and six years before that. So how many years is that? 62 years, 62 years. 55 and 6 is 61, right? If I got my math right. Everything is devoted to finding the secret, which is I can reduce to 7 minutes. Because it's so simple. What do you think Jesus did? He didn't have to study. He had something. I'll bring you to him this Christmas. This Jewish boy, see, will bring you to Jesus this Christmas. If you will go to my website and get 7-minute meditation, or go to antidoteforall.com and download it and put it in your iPhone. Okay. And then you'll understand. All of a sudden, you wake up. Oh, I've never seen everything so easy. Your whole life has changed. Then play it forward. And play it forward as the husband, the real husband and the father. And you can't do that until you have him in you. Okay. The number is, call the center number where you get people answering the phones day and night. Operator, 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Back with the stories about sex and love.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
Yes, and there are people out there who really need help. And you're the person that's going to see that happens, because many of them are not capable of doing the most fundamental things for themselves anymore. Our veterans, the finest among us that have been to war and come back and are wounded, they need your help. As my dad has said, they have the foundation has provided hundreds of thousands of men and women and contractors what they need. So please be a part of that and make a tax-deductible donation.